listener production.
Hi, welcome to Gold Coast News. I'm Rob McLeod. Here's what's making news for Wednesday, November 23. Calls continue for Queensland's police commissioner to go. Tweed nurses are joining a New South Wales statewide strike today. And Suns AFLW player takes out goal of the year. There's calls to sack Queensland's first female police commissioner following a scathing report detailing a culture of racism and misogyny in the service. 78 recommendations have been made for change in the Commission of Inquiry into police handling of domestic and family violence. State opposition leader David Crisafulli says Caterina Carroll needs focus to be able to implement the recommendations.
The police commissioner wasn't in her role nearly 6 years ago, but the police minister was. And the commissioner wasn't in her role nearly 8 years ago, but the premier was. If we're talking about responsibility, I'd like to ask, what level of responsibility rests with the ministers?
Nurses and midwives on the Tweed are joining colleagues across New South Wales in walking off the job for 24 hours this morning, marking their fourth strike of the year. They're calling for better staffing ratios and a pay rise. We're being assured that life-preserving services will be maintained during the industrial action. Black Friday sales begin this week, and as we jump online to snag a bargain, we're being urged to exercise caution. Scammers and hackers have been particularly prevalent over the past few months. Queensland Attorney General Shannon Fetterman says if shopping online, it's best to use programs like PayPal.
It's just always making sure that the right security mechanisms are there when you do purchase online. And don't forget to check that the business will offer you a refund and what the terms and conditions of your refunds are too. Because remember, they don't automatically have to give you a refund if you've changed your mind.
It may feel like we're seeing more intense and frequent weather events like rain, fire and sea level rises, and that's being backed up by findings in the latest State of the Climate Report. The biennial report prepared by the CSIRO and Bureau of Meteorology has found our ocean temperatures have risen by more than 1 degree since 1900, and we can expect that trend to continue into the future. One in three homes built before 1990 contain asbestos. And with plenty of property changing hands on the Gold Coast, new owners are being advised to understand the risks posed by the material. While asbestos is safe if it's in good condition, fibres can cause disease if the material is broken or damaged. John Snooks from Workplace Health and Safety Queensland says any work involving asbestos should be left to the experts. He's also issued a warning about using high-pressure cleaners on homes with the product.
When you put high-pressure water spray onto asbestos, it takes the top 1 or 2 mils off that. You're spraying that asbestos material all through the primary property, plus onto your neighbour's property as well. And we've had cases where it's gone into the neighbour's property inside the house.
Updating sport now, and big raps for the Gold Coast Suns' Ashanti Bush, who's taken out the AFLW Goal of the Year at last night's W Awards. It's the first time a Gold Coast Suns player has taken out Goal of the Year in AFL or AFLW in the club's history. And the Olympics Unleashed school program is set to inspire more Gold Coast kids, with the announcement of a 3-year extension has been secured by the Queensland Academy of Sport. Beyond securing medals for 2032, the program helps students build goals, resilience and confidence. $470,000 per year will come from the Queensland Academy of Sport. And now you're up to date with what's happening on the Gold Coast and Tweed. Our listener app is the new home of local news. Download the app now to listen live or on demand.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.